This episode of Ask the 8-Ball Podcast is brought to you by Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, the Mullen team at Remax Revolution, and the Irish in West Des Moines.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I'm listening to my daddy and Cody.
Should we kick it off?
Let's go.
Oh, I thought we already started.
Oh, no, we were just...
You didn't film any of that?
That'll be the intro.
No, it filmed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I just get a little bonus.
I thought maybe it's just like one of the radio stations where you just walk in. That's what they do with radio now. They don't introduce you. You just walk in and they go, hey, have a seat. Next thing you know, hey, how's it going? And you're like, oh, we're on. Okay.
Oh, we're on.
Okay. That's kind of... We just do a little snippet leading into the show, just us bullshitting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is this part of the snippet?
It could be.
Is it still?
You never know.
You never know where the snippet
is. We'll have to wait till the editing comes. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Some of us need to get snipped. Marshall.
Yeah, most of us.
Most of us.
3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, Cody?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. What's new?
I don't know, man. Let's ask the 8-Ball. Here we go, guys. Episode 98. We are closing in on 100. Hopefully, we're going to do something cool for that.
Yeah.
Season
5, episode 10.
Is that what this is?
I believe so.
Wanted to welcome back one of our favorite previous guests.
You say that to all the guests.
I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they couldn't be here, so we call our friend Dale.
Yeah. flew in just for the show all the way from Atlanta to be on the show.
Just all the way, yeah.
1 year anniversary of the last time he was here.
Was it?
I don't know.
It was the one anniversary last time I was here.
We'll call it 1 year. That sounds good. I was watching your, I believe it was your TikTok.
Okay.
Des Moines?
Yes.
Did you learn it's Des Moines yet?
It's Des Moines, yeah.
West Des Moines, to be more exact for where we're at.
That's true, but Des Moines.
Des Moines,
funny.
Yeah.
So I was trying to go
Des Moines.
With
Des Moines.
It was a good one.
I was trying to come up with something original. I didn't know if a lot of people
It's French
that
for
not.
Des Moines.
Des Moines? Yeah. It is French for Des Moines?
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Really?
And I don't know. That's, I just saw a shirt. I saw a shirt that said that once.
Because my next question is, what's a moine?
Yeah, no clue. We need a French guest to come explain this
to us. We need
to
get on Urban Dictionary and look up, what is a moine?
A moine.
A moine.
I'll look it up.
Urban Dictionary has the best, you know what Urban Dictionary is, Dale?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. The best terms for everything.
I'm so white, I should be in the suburban.
Suburban. So... When following your TikTok and your stand-up and stuff,
yes.
When you do stand-up, you bring a ton of energy to the stage.
Yes.
Is that do you just have a switch you turn on, or do you? I mean,
now it is. Yeah. I'm 29 years in, so now it's like a switch.
You started when you were one. Then
I look way younger than 29.
Oh
yeah. It was an AIDS joke. Never mind. I'm throwing out everywhere.
No, that's. I just tickled me because I was like, you look like you've been doing this a lot less than 29 years. Your jokes are more like you've been doing it 2 years.
Yeah, this Cody writing.
That's
for
my
you.
Quality. Yeah. That's my quality of joke. But hence the Des Moines.
Yeah.
It means of the monks.
Of the monks.
According to Google, of the monks.
A lot of monks here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
Is there a monastery?
A lot of bald people in Des Moines.
Is that because of the hats?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mean to look at you guys with the hats. I don't know
I'll
if you.
Okay,
I don't know if you.
I just got curly hair, so I don't like. Oh, not having,
like combing.
Yeah,
mine's, I get it. It still looks cool. You still.
Mine's just greasy.
Yeah, I get it. Mine's just. I just don't wear. I don't look right with a hat. I just look.
You, I see you. I do this when you're standing.
Yeah, I do. But even if I didn't wear a hat, I just don't look like. I don't. Every time I wear a hat, I look like Jim Varney. So I just don't wear a hat.
Just started wearing them recently. Like, my friends always said I didn't look right, but I think it's one of those things where you see somebody with it all the time, and you're like, oh, now they look weird because they don't have it on.
That's true. Yeah. Or like having a beard, mustache, whatever.
Well, I was
just
supposed to say, last time you were on, you had a beard. Now I didn't even recognize you when you walked in.
Thanks, man.
I was like, who's this younger than 29 guy?
I was trying to go.
Yeah.
I'm incognito.
So, speaking of your TikTok, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. I was looking at your followers and stuff. You got a pretty solid following on TikTok compared to, I mean, not compared to, you still have a lot of followers, but compared to the others, TikTok's your top dog.
Yes.
Do you do the most content on TikTok?
No, they're all linked together. That's just the one that exploded. Right. So I don't know what's going on. But, my son runs it, and he posts, and he's got them all linked, so the same clip will go on Instagram and my Facebook fan page, and that just happens to be the one that exploded.
The hashtag's catching on.
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. I saw one. You're announcing you're going to a show somewhere, and you said, "And but your wife must have been filming or something like that."
Yeah, she usually films them and then yells at me.
Yeah, that's what she was yelling at. Yeah.
Oh, it was the one I saw the Thanksgiving one.
Is that what
okay?
It was?
The time for Thanksgiving, she's like, "Okay, bye, leave."
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah, in fact, the Des Moines thing was, "Can you leave?" Yeah, there's
can
a
you
lot.
Leave?
That seems to be a that's that funny. Should be a hashtag. Can you leave?
So she likes that you travel.
I think she does. I think she likes. I think she's upset that I'm only gone 2 days.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah. See, I hate the holidays. Dale's home.
Right.
When I was looking on
Christmas,
the,
come on, get a gig.
I was looking on the internet. I was like, what haven't we talked to Dale about yet? And I don't know if we talked about this last night or not, but it said, according to the internet, you're a favorite on Carnival Cruise Lines.
I am?
That's what the internet told me. Is this true?
No.
Okay. That's what, it was one of the first things that popped up. And I'm like, I don't remember talking to him about
I do cruises. Work. I have worked for Carnival. I haven't worked for Carnival since the social media stuff kicked in. I mean, okay. I picked up a lot more club work, and I'd rather go on the road.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you felt about doing cruise ships.
I'll do it because it's a paycheck, but I feel like it's a prison on water.
It's like the same crowd every night, essentially?
It's not the same crowd. It's the same, like the TV's the same, and the movies are the same, and the menu is the same, and all the stuff. So when those people leave and you're on for the next cruise, it's just like Groundhog Day. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, Thursday's chicken. I can't wait to watch this movie six more times. Oh, it's the Michael Jackson dance again. Yay.
Do you ever get going on excursions and stuff on the cruises?
Like excursions, and you get them pretty cheap. You can get them for like $20 or something.
Oh,
go with the crew and go hang out.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
We did one. It was a, I can't remember the island it was or whatever, but OSHA hadn't been there to check out their water park yet. And man, I never laughed so much in my life. And at one point, the whole crew's walking in front of me, and everybody's got red stripes on their back from going down that water slide.
Oh, yeah. Just do.
Yeah, I went down one water slide, and it hit so hard on a corner, it uncrossed my leg, and I smacked my head. And yeah, my wife went down first, and she was screaming, "Don't go, don't go." And it was like Great Outdoors. We're like, I think she said go.
She said go.
Faster.
So, she sounds like she's having a blast.
It's almost a free colonoscopy for you there.
Right, exactly.
Uncross those legs.
So she goes down, and then another person goes down, and they're both screaming, "Don't go." I think they're saying go.
That's funny.
Well, since we're going to talk about how the internet's saying wrong things about you, I also saw...
Here we go.
No, this was a good one, too. I don't know if
this
is true.
Isn't that the beauty of the internet now?
This was like one of the second things that popped up. It says, you're a juggler?
No, but there is a one-armed juggler named Dale Jones.
That's what it said,
yes.
But it had your picture with it.
Really?
Yeah, I got to pull it back up. It said, you're a juggler, had to learn how to juggle new because you injured your right hand as a child. And then I rewatched the
last
time you're on.
That's not me at all.
And both your hands seem to work just fine. So I'm like...
I was like,
he must really trained his hand very well.
Send that to Hard Time.
I got inspired by the drummer from Def Leppard. Yeah. I learned to use my feet.
Using my feet.
But I did get that same gig I was telling you about in Michigan.
Yeah.
They put the wrong promo up one time, and they had Dale Jones, the one-armed juggler, and they introduced me that way, and I didn't correct it, and I walked on stage.
That's that when within
corporate comedian
jugglers, despite his disability, and it's just your picture.
I'll be darned. I bet he's happy
well,
about
now
that.
Now you've got to learn to juggle one hand so you can...
There is a Dale Jones that's a one-armed juggler, though, out of St. Louis.
Okay.
And he does all corporate shows and stuff. I've never met him.
Well...
He's emailed me and stuff, but I've never...
He's emailed you? Reached out? Nice.
He has
maybe he's
out.
Really ugly because he stole your picture. And he's like, yeah, I got to look handsome. I'm going to use this picture.
Yeah. So he picked me.
Yeah.
We need to look like Ernest.
Like Ernest.
We need Jim Varney vibes.
Ernest saves juggling.
Ernest goes to the circus.
Ernest goes to the circus.
So I went and did this gig, and it had Dale's promo on there, and he's like on a unicycle with a watermelon and a stick of dynamite or whatever his promo thing is. And they said, hey, one-armed juggler Dale Jones. And I didn't even know they were doing that intro. And I went on stage, and a whole crowd just stared at me, and I looked at my hands, I go, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
And then I just did the show because I didn't have any other jokes. And I didn't, at the time, I was, I didn't know how to, ad-lib my way through it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we're just going to barrel through this.
I'm healed.
People in the crowd just like looking up, like, where's the juggler at?
Like, we have been robbed.
Yeah.
We got a comedian? This is not as much fun.
I came here to see Missing Phalanges.
Missing Phalanges. Oh, that's awesome.
So I don't know how Dale's been doing a lot longer than I have. He has a...
I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw the juggler part in your picture, and I'm like, I don't know if this is true, so let's ask about it.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
I
Where was that based out of? What paper is that?
Speakersinc.com.
Well, like there's a paper.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I pulled up Google. It's very first thing it says, does Dale Jones have a disability?
Yes.
So I click
what is
on
your
it.
Disability, Dale?
Mental. I have a mental disability.
I had to juggle one. I'm like, oh, really? And I clicked on it. I'm like, oh. It's like, so that's why I was
that's
like,
probably
I rewatched your last episode. I'm like, he's holding the mic in both hands just fine. I was like, he's kind of handing it off smooth. Maybe he's a juggler. I don't know.
Maybe he's a juggler.
Does Dale Jones have a disability? The most asked question after Dale shows. Does Dale Jones have a disability?
Literally on Google, when you do like, when you search, it has what the bio and stuff. You go down, so people also ask. Very first one: does Dale Jones have a disability? Very first question of Google: does Dale Jones have a disability?
What would your wife say to that?
Yes.
Yes.
She probably yes. That's probably what my father. That's a quote from my dad. What do you think of your son? Well, he has a disability.
Oh, that's funny.
How do you get that? He drank that Flint water, Michigan water up there, and
jumping off the roof head first. And I said, "Boy, you better learn to juggle."
Learn to juggle.
That's crazy.
Funny. Yeah, they got my very first Google search. Does Dale Jones have a disability?
That's fantastic.
Love it.
Oh, so,
what other weird stuff am I in? Am I selling shoes at circus?
You and Al Bundy?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
So no,
you're gonna ask.
You have one arm. How do you eat a walking taco?
How do you do a walking taco?
You know what a walking taco is?
No, that sounds pornographic.
Well, so walking taco. Hold on, I learned walking taco is more of a regional thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most people call it like taco in a bag, or so it's basically you take a Dorito bag and crush up all the Doritos and you put taco ingredients in and you just eat it.
Oh,
yeah, but a lot of places call it taco in a bag.
Okay, I think I've heard that before. But
I think Taco Bell's got a Dorito taco or something.
Doritos Locos
Loco,
taco, yeah.
But it's basically a Doritos with, you know, taco meat, cheese.
So you throw it all in the bag and eat it?
Yeah, but you have to hold it, and then you have to eat.
You just redneck it and just...
Yeah.
We had a friend the other day that learned that hates walking tacos for that reason, that he can't eat them, because he only has one arm.
He's not a juggler, though.
He's not a juggler.
No.
He just...
This whole show. Yeah. Talk about people with one arm.
Yes.
So we don't want to talk about cranes next.
We don't want them to feel left out. So
you have a friend with one arm that can't eat a walking taco.
Correct.
Okay.
And to be fair, my tattoo artist only has one leg. So
really,
there's a lot of pirates in Iowa.
We want him to feel left out.
There's a lot of pirates in Iowa.
Is that a play on words? Is it his left leg?
That's right.
It's right. Like okay. I was wondering about the left out thing. Okay, cool.
Real quick before we go into the commercial break, the third question on Google for you is Dale Jones funny?
Really?
Yeah. Second one was who you married to, and third one, is Dale Jones funny? But for the married one, it's about a football coach at Appalachian State named Dale
Jones.
There
is a football dude named Dale Jones. And for the third one is...
And this one, the answer for is Dale Jones funny is Dale Jones makes people laugh as hard as they can laugh. That was the answer.
That's probably the juggler. Or the football, or the football guy. Yes.
I guarantee the football coach is hilarious.
Yes. He probably is.
Let's roll to a quick commercial break. We'll be back. More Dale Jones.
Marijuana. Stimulating. Mind expanding. Safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing. The hula hoop of the jet generation. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug. And as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. This has been a public service message of the American Medical Association and your local station.
Her rapist mother. She dies. You're talking about John Mulaney.
Oh.
And he broke down the movie Back to the Future and how it becomes basically an old pedophile that takes a kid into the future and teaches him how to assault his mother.
Yeah. That's hilarious. God damn it. Now you're ruining one of my favorite movies, Dale.
It was John Mulaney did this.
Did you know that?
Well, you told me, honest.
Did you know Biff's like a magician? Biff from...
Really?
Yeah, he's a magician now.
He's like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, he's like a comedic, magician, I think.
I didn't know... Oh, okay. I knew he was a guitar act.
Yeah,
I knew he did that. I didn't know.
That's what Google told me. Third search down said, is Biff a magician? Down. And it had a picture. It just had a picture of Michael J. Fox. So I'm not sure what was going on with it, but I just assumed it's
like
true.
You and Google on a first name basis. That's what Google told me.
Yeah.
You and Google on a first name basis.
Me and Goog.
I couldn't ask Jeeves anymore because he's not around, so I have to go with the Goog.
With the Goog.
Oh, welcome back, guys. Cody, you playing golf?
No.
Let. Last time we did a show, Cody kept playing golf on his phone.
On his phone the whole time?
Every time we started, he's like, I'm in a tournament. I got 3 hours left. I got a chance to win 30,000 coins.
Hey, you know what those coins are? I lost all those coins in Sonic back in the day. I got to get them all back.
That's fair. Welcome back, guys. Big thanks to our...
Blitz questions real quick.
Okay. Big thanks to our fake sponsor and our real sponsors, Lola's. The Mullen team,
yep.
And also big thank you to the Irish in West Des Moines, in Westland, more specifically, for having us.
Yeah.
And also big thanks to Dale for
thanks
coming Dale. Back.
Cool, thanks for having
thanks
me.
To,
I'm
thanks
glad
to
the Irish let me back in this building. I think I've done a lot of things in here.
We,
I don't
well, remember. We tied the manager up in the back, so he didn't okay. know here. So
yeah. We got to say thank you to Ernest Goes to the Circus.
Ernest Goes to the Circus. And for juggling.
For juggling.
Yeah. Thanks for growing your arm back for the show.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's very chameleon.
Can you wave
to me.
With both hands real quick just so you can show everybody that it works? Yeah, see?
Perfect.
The miracles of the South.
Of the South.
Do you have a website you want to plug real quick before we go into the Blitz?
Sure. DaleJonesComic.com. And that's got a link to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It's got my calendar with all my stuff and goes to YouTube and everything.
DaleJonesComic.
Dot com. Yeah, okay. You don't want to go to Dale Jones Juggler.
Actually, I think he has DaleJones.com.
Oh, okay.
I think he's the original.
Why isn't it? I think it should be Dale Jones EDU. Because you're very educational with all,
I
the,
am?
All the stuff you talk
I'm
about.
I'm educational.
Juggling.
Well, wow,
we've learned a lot.
The circus. What,
was that on Google? Did Google tell you that I'm educational?
That was a Yahoo search.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was in Google.
Okay. Google asked if I'm funny.
The University of Dale Yahoo. Jones.
Okay. Did it say educational or Dale? Does Dale know squat?
It said, does Dale have an education?
Fair.
That would be no.
No.
All right, Cody, you ready for the Blitz?
Let's do it.
Hot, hike!
It's a blitz. Let's go!
Dale, do you remember the Blitz?
It's a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, this hasn't stood out for you every
day. I quit drinking since then.
So yes or no?
I don't know. I might have been hammered last time I was there.
So I'm going to ask you, I got five questions.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, rapid fire.
Does this have to do with the educational thing?
Yes.
Thanks, man.
You're going to learn us some stuff.
I'm going to learn it.
I'm going to ask you all five questions, then I'll ask Marshall all five questions.
Oh, I remember this.
And then we'll compare answers.
And then you get hosed.
Yeah.
No, I think I asked them last time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And you got, somebody got hosed.
Yeah.
That sounds
I
nasty.
Get
I'm sorry.
Usually the guests, you, the guests
like
usually
people
wins.
Watching.
I'm sorry, you're at home.
It got hosed in
got
different
hosed.
Area codes.
It was a stretch. I like
you can
it.
See it all on hose.edu. Okay, what's the five? All
right, you ready?
All right.
What was your comfort food of childhood?
Chicken pot pie.
Okay. Do you like math?
No.
What's 1 + 1?
2.
What's 2 × 2?
Shit. 4.
Who would you want to be your superhero parents?
My superhero.
If your parents were superheroes, like what superhero would they be?
Can't be Wonder Woman because that'd be nasty.
Well,
because Wonder Woman's hot, and I just have this Oedipus thing.
Can you spell Oedipus?
I learned that. I want to learn that word on .edu.
Edu. Yeah.
That's trending on Pornhub.
Superhero
porn.
Yeah. Superhero parents. Are there any women other than Wonder Woman?
They look. They can be
Captain Marvel.
It's She-Hulk.
Oh, that'd be cool. She-Hulk. She was hot too. No, I gotta have a. I gotta have a.
Superhero.
I gotta have a woman that's like just don't look at and go. But none of the all the superhero chicks are hot. Dadgummit. Wonder Twins. No, they're brother and sister. That's Southern. That's incest. Maybe it should be the Wonder Twins. I have inbred parents.
It's fair. Cody's gonna like.
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, it
from
took
Port
so
Dodge.
Long to get
oh,
to that.
No,
answer.
That was
that,
funny.
That took
that
was a long way around the around
right.
the track.
And since you love sports so much, who's going to win the football championship this year?
I don't know who's playing. I don't love sports.
No,
I like sports. I just don't know anything about.
That's all I ask.
Who's going to win the
football championships?
Like the Super Bowl
or the NCAA? I just said football championships.
Well, it could be soccer.
Oh, I didn't
Ooh,
think about that.
Ted Lasso's going to win.
Ted Lasso, okay.
That's my final answer.
All right, all
since
right.
you said soccer. I love Ted Lasso. That's a weird thing. I love sports movies. I just don't know anything about
them. Do you have a favorite sports movie?
Tie between Slapshot and probably Caddyshack.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were
going to
say
Happy Gilmore.
I like Rudy because the little guy gets in.
I like Rudy, too, but I don't like to cry.
I relate to
Rudy. I get tired of crying.
Yeah. That's what your wife says when you come home.
Exactly.
Why is he back? All right, got a little off track. That was your blitz, Dale.
Is that my blitz?
That was your blitz.
I don't know if that was...
There's a lot of math questions.
Is the blitz supposed to be fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fast for
are
me.
Are you ready?
Cody calls it sex.
Yeah. Blitz? Yeah.
What's your comfort food from childhood?
Mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Okay. Do you like science?
Yes.
What's the formula for chloroform?
Wait, hold on. How do you get math and I got science?
I had to change it up.
Well, I don't know. I just go to your house and borrow it whenever I need it.
You start
math or science?
Science. The chloroform.
Yeah, chloroform.
Yeah, I got the napkin part down. You bring the bottle for me.
How long is a light year?
Well, the movie was about 2 hours long. So, yeah, about 2 hours.
Okay. Who would be your superhero parents?
Well, it's 2022, so I'm going to go with Batman and Iron Man.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want the hot mom thing. It'd be weird.
You all.
It'd be weird to me, man. Yeah.
Well, right.
I don't know.
Are they both dads because you don't have a dad?
That could be. Okay, Cody would pick Superman because his parents left him, so that makes sense.
All right, last one. Who wins the football championships this year?
Ted Lasso is a good answer, but that's not a team. That's a guy.
No, it's not. It's not a team.
So I'm going to go. You ready?
Yeah.
USC, Dallas, Brazil.
Okay. All right. So question one was, what's your favorite comfort food? Chicken pot pie. I feel like that's a very southern thing.
Probably.
I don't know if I've ever had a chicken pot pie.
You've never had a chicken pot pie?
I have.
Seriously?
Your parents did leave you.
You said love weird.
No, if they did leave, you should have had a chicken pot pie. It didn't take that long.
You can go to the store and get a banquet for
it. I mean,
$1.
If you like it gummy, you microwave it. And if you like it crispy, you throw it in the oven. Or you put firecrackers in it and watch it explode.
I only date older women because I like it gummy.
You like it gummy. Nice. All right. Nice.
Getting aggressive.
Sorry, I stole a joke from Matt right there.
Getting aggressive.
And you said mac and cheese and hot dogs?
Yeah. I still eat that as an adult.
I mean, well, you eat hot dogs like crazy, but...
One a day.
Chicken pot pie is better answer.
You've never had one, so how do you know it's a better answer?
Because mac and cheese and hamburger is clearly the correct answer there.
Gross, Cody. Grow up.
Do you like math? No, nobody likes math. You like science? Why do you like science, you nerd?
What do you mean, why do I like science?
You said you like science.
Your favorite TV show is The Big Bang Theory.
That's not my favorite TV show. Favorite TV show is Boy Meets World.
Okay, your second favorite TV show is Big Bang Theory.
No, it's not
in
top five.
In Boy Meets World, what do they learn in there? Science and math.
No, they don't. They learn to love.
You're an idiot. I don't even want to win the Blitz.
I think they learned that the one guy's dad left was in prison.
Sean's dad?
He's also never had chicken pot pie.
Right.
Coincidence?
I think he ate a hot dog every day.
He's in prison, I guarantee. See, he's in there. What?
It's his dad.
If he's in prison, I guarantee he's had chicken pot pie.
Maybe.
That's like the daily meal there, I feel like, in prison.
Is it?
I don't know. I've never been to prison.
You never been to prison?
I've been to jail. Never been to prison.
I've watched a lot of Oz. I never saw them get chicken pot pies on their trays.
You ever seen mac and cheese and hot dogs?
Here's your oven mitt.
Beanie weenies.
A lot of beanie weenies. They also have a hot dog every day in Oz.
One
fact.
1 + 1, 2 is correct answer. You win that one.
I didn't even get asked that question.
I know.
You didn't know the formula for chloroform, so sorry. I can't let you steal his answer.
Well, that's fair.
It may be 1 + 1. Actually, it's chloroform plus a napkin. That's 1 + 1.
Huh? See? One ingredient here, one in here. Two ingredients.
Or as Marshall calls it, dating.
Another stretch.
All right. 2 × 2, 4. Correct answer. Dale, you're up 4-0.
All right.
See, this is...
How long is a light year? It's not a measure of distance.
The movie Lightyear was 2 hours long.
It's not a measure of distance.
You didn't ask. You said how long is
Lightyear? It's a measure of time, which you said 2 hours, which is a closer answer. So I'm going to give you that one. You got one.
I'm on my way.
Superhero parents. You said Wonder Twins, which is just weird. You want your parents to be brother and sister, which makes sense now that we've met more.
Well, we had to do the whole circle of me not being attracted to my mom.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be attracted to my mom, so I went with the two dads.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you get 2 points then. I'm going to give you that one because 2022. Got to be fair.
Look at you.
4-3. Even though there's only five questions.
4-3.
I'm not sure what the math
But
comes
the
in.
Wonder Twins, their hands are webbed. So I was going to count more fingers that way, but that didn't work out.
And then who wins the sports ball or football championships?
You had a correct answer.
I mean,
you actually picked a sports team.
I don't know if Brazil's in the Final 16 or not, but they Dallas are. Definitely doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Dallas or Brazil's
USC,
the favorite right now.
I'll give you USC. So I'll give you 2.5 points for the round. Dale, you got 4.
2 point. Nice. All
so
right.
So you win.
I win?
You win.
I got
it. We got a ribbon for you in back.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. Cool. I've never won. Do I get a trophy?
You do. And a ribbon. Okay.
A ribbon?
Yeah. It's like a state fair.
I get a sash.
No, it's like a blue ribbon. Like, you have the biggest pig or whatever.
Love it.
You have the biggest pig. So, that just sounded nasty.
Cody clearly hates math because the math added up on that there. I think technically I had more points because I would have had 5.5 and he would have had 4.
I think you did.
Because you gave me 2.5 in the last one. I had 3 going into it.
That was total. It was 2.5. So you gave you half point for the last one to get you to 2.5.
So that still would have been 3.5.
So he still had 4. So he still wins.
But your math's still bad. So
my math with an F?
So I get an extra point. 4.5. I win.
It was Iron Man and Batman?
Yeah.
That's a lot of suit to take off to have
Marshall,
a kid.
All I know is Marshall really wants to be rich, apparently. Two of the richest dads.
Well, that's why I started doing a podcast.
Yeah, they're super rich.
Yeah. Quickest way to money is doing a podcast in an Irish bar on a Friday.
Nobody's doing a podcast in an Irish bar on a Friday.
Yeah, see?
The second fastest way to
become rich?
Quarter
in the market.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Second fastest way to become rich? Stand-up comedy.
No,
I'm wrong.
No.
But while we're trying to get rich, let's talk about our sponsors real quick. Lola's Hot Sauce, fantastic company. I actually just had their spicy mayo that they teamed up with at Bebop's for it. Fantastic stuff they have. They got hot sauce. They got biscuits.
It says fine biscuits.
Fine biscuits, yeah. Because well, it's fine hot sauce, too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Does it say fine on all of them?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Fine hot sauce.
They got nuts. They got
nuts.
Salsa.
They got
obviously
hot sauce.
They got,
what is this?
Biscuits.
Biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're available in pretty much stores everywhere across the country now. They even have it in Atlanta.
Nice. Yeah, in every Lowe's store. So next time you're looking for some wood and you're like, man, I hope this wood's spicy. Let's get some Lola's.
Yeah. They got it all.
Selling a bunch of stuff now. Go ahead.
No, I'll say, or you can check them online, lolasfinehotsauce.com.
Yep.
Promo code AskTheEightBall for 10% off your purchase. Also, big thanks to the Mullen team.
Yeah.
At Remax, looking to buy, sell, swap.
Swap.
I don't know what they do in real estate.
Barter.
Can you swap houses?
I think you can.
Like wives?
It's like basketball. Like, I want this player.
It was a TV show on Lifetime, wasn't it? House swap?
House swap? Wife
Something
swap?
Like that.
Wife swap.
Wife
like.
Swap.
Yeah.
No, I think that was on Cinemax After Dark was house
swap. Came on every night at 11:30.
Yeah. So check out the Mullen team at Remax Revolutions. You can Google search them.
Google pop up. Right? Yeah. It's very right under Dale Jones'
say,
body.
He'll say, does the Mullen team juggle?
If you use the promo code Eric Marshall, you can Google search anything for free.
That's true. Just type in Eric Marshall promo code on Google.
Yeah.
Let's see what pops up. Also, big thank you to the IRS for having us. We'll be right back. More Dale Jones.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code AskTheEightBall for 10% off your purchase.
Are you in the market for buying or selling a home? Get a hold of the best in the business, the Mullen Group at Remax Revolutions. You can get a hold of Sean at 515-306-2028. Again, Remax Revolution, Sean Mullen at 515-306-2028.
When you record yourself from your live sets, do you just have set up a camera?
Yeah. Or I either have the club do it or I set my phone up in the back.
Oh, nice.
And film it, and then I cut it into sections and then send it off to my kid. And he
nice.
Puts captions on it and makes it look...
Looks like good.
Right.
Nice. Yeah, so when we do ours, I just cut a little piece out, and I don't even put captions on it. I just figure it out, people. Maybe I should start captioning.
Yeah, he said if you put captions on it, people will stay because it's easier for them. They don't have to sit there. Because some people can't. They don't want to crank their phone up.
Yeah.
Oh.
They can sit there and read it.
Life
what's
hack.
Going on. Yeah.
Okay. So this one will put a caption
up there in public.
For the talk.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Is that a hip way of saying it, the talk? Or do they just call it TikTok? I'm trying to be hip like the kids.
Right. You're in the wrong circle.
You saying I'm not hip, Dill?
Like no. I said, you're in the wrong circle.
There's three of us. It's you're triangle.
Not, I'm not saying you're not hip. I'm just saying you're in the not hip circle right now.
Yeah.
It's like the quarantine mosh pits.
Right?
Yeah, guilty by association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there a lot of times.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. Big thanks to Lola's, the Mullen team, and the Irish in West Des Moines.
And DaleJonesComic.com.
Yeah. Thanks.
You got to get the comic
I'm a sponsor
in.
Or else this week.
Or else you're going to see
or a comedy. DaleJonesComedy.com. I got both because I forget which one it is. So I bought both of them.
Or just if you're on TikTok, Dale Jones Comic.
Yeah, it's Dale Jones Comic all the way through. That I try to make it easy.
All the social media. Are you on the Twitter?
On the Twitter?
Yeah.
I was on the. I am on the Twitter. Okay. I don't twit, but I am on the Twitter.
Yeah, I don't twit much either.
Yeah.
I twitch a little bit. Just
you twitch?
Twitch.
That's the alcohol.
I flinch. I twitch. I spot.
Let's see what I have here for
you. Dale, we were talking off camera, Southern Sayings.
Yes.
Do you think of any?
Well, you have some.
Well, I got a couple.
Did you want to do yours?
Yes.
And then I'll do mine.
I've been running all over Hell's Half Acre. I don't know what that means.
It sounds satanic.
It sounds hot.
Maybe it's a Black Sabbath concert or something. You're running around Hell's Half Acre. That'd be a good place for a band.
Right.
That'd be the name of a band. I wonder if that's the name of a band. Hell's Half Acre? That's a cool
rock,
name for a band.
Be a rock band. You can mosh pit there.
Yeah. They can open up for Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I like it.
Or it could be a barbecue joint, Hell's Half Acre.
Ooh, yeah.
Not a bad
that's
idea.
That's a good one,
and
actually.
And it's only just the hottest barbecue sauce of all time.
Right?
Yeah. I officially trademarked that, so don't steal it.
Wow, then, that was quick. I didn't even see you go to the post
office. To a barbecue spot. This brings up what we talked about with, God, who we talk about this with? Maybe it was Danny T. What's going to be hotter than on your barbecue sauce menu? The devil's jizz or the devil's piss? Which was it? Which one's hotter?
The devil's shart.
Shart?
Yeah. Are you ready to bleed? Try the devil's shart.
How often do you trust a fart, Dale?
Now we're getting way off.
Never. No, never.
Never.
I am always triple and second and triple guessing. I'm like, I think I'll just.
They always say, I laughed so hard I cried, but in the South, they laughed so hard they sharted.
That's true. That's okay. True. If I make somebody shart at my show, that'd be it's a compliment.
I'd put that on your LinkedIn.
On my LinkedIn?
On your LinkedIn profile. Or on your page for corporate comedian Dale Jones.
Corporate comedian.
That'd be my next Google question. I'll make your CFO... Dale Jones ever made anyone shart?
Yeah. I'll make your CFO laugh so hard he sharts.
Yeah.
Dale Jones, corporate comedian.
Corporate comedian.
For shart. Carnival Cruise Lines.
That's all be a good name for a band. Sharts Away.
Sharts Away.
Nice.
Love it.
Nice.
Cool.
So you travel all across the country.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite place to go to? Like when you get booked, you're like, these fucking people. Do you have one?
I can't.
No?
Say that. I have to get booked.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
I
well,
can
why
do
not?
The one. I could the gig I did that's not there anymore, that the building burned
there we
down.
Go.
Burned
down.
We'll do that one.
Okay.
We'll do that one.
Your comedy must have been fire that night.
I look at you with the puns.
Let's say you're in Alabama for a show and then California the next night or like maybe New York. Do you change your setup at all? Because the crowds are obviously going to be a little different in Alabama than it would be in like California.
I try to write
California.
Bits that work pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
I try to. But on the other hand, I do a whole chunk on Cracker Barrel serving alcohol. And obviously, in California, you can't do that bit because there's no Cracker Barrels around. Yeah. So I always, wherever I go, I see if there's a Cracker Barrel within, 10 miles or something.
Well, you're in luck.
If there isn't, then I don't do the bit.
We have one here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
About.
Well, I probably won't do it tonight,
about 6 miles
week,
from here.
Because I'm working on new stuff. But,
gotcha.
But yeah, I used to do a whole chunk on that, and the drunks run out and race each other in the rocking chairs.
The rocking chairs?
That's pretty funny. They do have rocking chairs on the porch.
They do. They're on the porch.
I've been in the Cracker Barrel in
15
years.
I think I've been there one time.
Probably.
One time ever.
Oh, you'll end up going more. Yeah. It'll happen.
Let's get drunk on Cracker Barrel.
You'll be like, hey, man. They do, they get PBR, they have everything. It's hilarious. They have cans of beer on the menu. They're trying to pull in that alcoholic crunch crowd.
Crack a tall boy while you're getting your mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Sit by the fireplace.
Yeah.
Make my own gravy.
Yeah. Grits and Miller.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Sounds like a racing name down south. Grits and Miller.
like Shake and Bake. And Grits and Miller.
Or a sports talk podcast. Yeah. Grits and Miller.
Grits and Miller.
Keeping you up to date with the breaking news.
Oh, man.
So you said you've been doing comedy now for 29 years.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of doing stand-up comedy?
Obviously, the crowd.
I mean, and your least favorite place to do it. We're going to keep going until we get the answer.
Burned out.
I mean, do you like doing crowd work? Do you do much crowd work?
I don't do much crowd work at all. I do a little bit. I mean, if I have to, I will. But I don't know. I just kind of want to do my thing.
Yeah.
I found when I talk to people, they get a little, obviously, except for this circle, they seem to shut down a little bit. Like when I look out of the crowd, I go, hey, because I'm acting like a moron on stage. And they're like, oh, he made eye contact. This isn't good.
This isn't good.
So I don't do a whole bunch of crowd work. But I got a lot of lines that one-liners, like if somebody gets up and goes to the bathroom, I'll go, hey, I are you going to get help? You know, or I'll say,
that's fantastic.
Or I'll say, I, this is getting ridiculous. I'd leave too. You know, I just say little things like that.
That's funny.
Which I found makes people very nervous. And then they'll sit there the whole show and go, I had to pee and I'm afraid to get up.
So yeah, you didn't make them last while they sharted, but you made them pee themselves.
Exactly. So yeah.
So that's the next step.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I need to self depend.
Now you call people out when they get up, accuse them of going poop. So then people who really have to poop are now holding it. And then you hit a gut busting laugh, and all of a sudden,
because that's what you want. You want to stink a room up, yeah, literally,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, people walk out there crying from laughing. No, it's the smell.
I think it's a landmark.
He will light your tear ducts on fire. Yes. That's so, the next Google question.
Yeah.
Does Dale Jones make crowds shit? Fourth option down.
Does Dale Jones's crowd stink? Yes, they do.
Does Dale Jones have a disability? Is he married?
Are all Dale Jones' crowds related?
Does his crowd shit?
Is his crowd shit?
Yes.
I like it.
So clearly you've done very well. Been doing it for a long time.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Do you have any stories of when you've really bombed?
Oh, yes. Horribly.
Can you tell us one?
Did I tell you the story last time about the guy who tried to kill me?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope, but this is great.
I do not remember this.
I'm all for it.
I was in Lakeland, Florida, which would probably be one of my
favorite places.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can put it with that. And it was at a hotel gig, and the feature act brought a friend, and apparently he wasn't comic friendly. And he sat in the front row, and I wasn't good with hecklers back then, and I got to the point I was just like, hey, just shut the F up, you know. And apparently I took his manhood away from him. So then he just decides, he has a conversation about how he's going to kill me constantly to where it gets really loud and it starts interrupting.
Show?
Yeah. And he's from me to you. I mean, he's this close.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to kill that guy when he gets off stage. I'm going to kill him. And at one point I just held the microphone to where it was going over the speakers and my hands shaking like this. And I go, are you okay? And he goes, you're not going to be. And then I got somebody else on this side going, it's okay. Keep going. Just keep going. And back then I did a bunch of goofy, like I did a toy monkey impression. Now, how do you get away from some guy wanting to kill you? And then you're going, you guys want to see a monkey? So eventually the staff ends up standing in a semicircle around this dude and me so they can bum rush him when I say goodnight. And then I waited till he's like, I guess when somebody went and told the staff, they said he's threatening him or something. Yeah. So that's when they got word of it. And so when he had his back turned, I did my clothes real fast. And I ran to the back of the room and I still sold shirts. Like the bouncer stood in front of me and held my shirt. And then the guy goes, I just want to talk to him. And he goes, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
This dude was a lot bigger standing up. And so then the police were called. So they show up. The dude has a gun.
Jesus.
They got him in handcuffs.
He really was going to kill you.
I guess so. And they got him in handcuffs. And his lady goes up and slaps him and says, you ruined the show. Well, apparently you can't slap a guy in handcuffs because that's assault or something. I don't know. So they handcuffed her. There's a line for the second show. And they're watching this whole thing go on. And I go up to the cop after everything. And I go, hey, I'm the guy he was threatening, you know, just to let you know. If you see me running, look behind me. I'm just being silly. And they go, oh, we let him go. He had a permit for the gun. And I'm like, oh, this is
everything good happens in Florida.
Yeah. So now I got to do a second show. And every time I'm wondering in the back of the room if I'm just going to bullets going to fly.
So he's threatening you as a gun, and his girlfriend gets arrested, and they let him go.
Yes. I don't know if it was his girlfriend. It was just some lady from the crowd that just slapped him.
Still, that's hilarious.
She may have ended up his girlfriend. Who knows?
She may have.
So there's so many good headlines online. It says Florida man this, Florida man that. Have you ever seen these? Yeah. So we had one here in Des Moines, just a few days ago. This guy took an Uber to a bank, robbed the bank, then came out and carjacked the Uber. And then when they arrested him, the headline in the paper next day literally said, Florida man arrested in Des Moines for robbing bank and stealing Uber.
Seriously?
And the guy was from Florida, came up here and did this, and I thought it was fantastic. And Des Moines Register just says, Florida man arrested. But I'm like, I thought this was just an internet meme. This is fantastic.
Has all his info on the phone when he gets the Uber. Yeah,
but as he got arrested, he was yelling something about, Dale Jones is coming. I got to get him.
I need money to go to a show.
I need to get him. These tickets are pricey.
Was that Forrest Gump?
That was my Forrest Gump son.
That was really bad. Cody's the worst impressionist you'll ever meet.
Or am I the best?
That's true.
You do the Andy Kaufman route where it's all the same voice.
Exactly. My British accent sounds like Forrest Gump. Yeah. My Australian accent sounds like
Would
Forrest
you like
Gump.
Some tea?
Yeah.
And crump.
All hail the queen.
Oh, that's really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin your guys' day.
Florida man, a.k.a. Cody.
I'm not smart enough to use an Uber. I'll just use my own vehicle.
That's fair. All right, Dale. Well, we appreciate you having me on, man.
Let's just wrap this up.
Well, I got an Uber coming, so
gotta catch that quick.
Yeah, I gotta go to the bank.
Dale,
Uber driver.
Gotta make a withdrawal.
DaleJonesComedy.com.
Yeah, or DaleJonesComic.com. Either
they'll
either
both take it to the same place, or just Google search David. Or sorry, David. Dale Jones, two arms.
Two arms.
Dale Jones, two
Dale
arms.
Dale Jones, two arms. Yep. Or Davy Jones from the monkeys.
And then that's where you do your monkey impression.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Full circle.
Do you have any big shows coming up?
Tonight?
It's a big one here in the WA.
No, my calendar's booked solid
because of
this social media thing. Yeah. And into probably April, May, something like that.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Thanks for everybody that's watching these videos.
Yeah.
I assume it's from your last time on the show. It's really taken off for your career.
I think so. I think that's when it started.
Did comedy for 28 years and finally the last year.
Right, hit the podcast in Des Moines, Iowa and blew up.
It's overnight success. That's what it is. That's how it works. You just keep going and then one thing hits. So thank you guys.
I know. Thank you. We appreciate coming on.
You got to do the Wonder Twin shark jokes and that's when it pulls it all in.
You had facial hair and I didn't. Now I have a mustache too. So
look at you.
Yeah. I've been growing this since then.
Since then?
That's started that day.
Nice.
He got the cream for the Chia Pets and just rubs it on his nose every day. Like, it's going to grow. We're going to get there. Oh, we're proud of you, Cody.
Yeah.
I am proud of you.
Well, next time you're in town, we'd love to have you back on.
I would love to be back on. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do the three-peat.
Nice.
The three-peat.
All right. Bowl of turkey. Let's do this.
There we go.
Dale, thanks for coming on. Thanks to Lola's, the Mullen team, and the Irish, and DaleJonesComic.com. See you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Bye.